Welcome or welcome back to Get Real. I'm your host, and today I'm here with Luke.
Hi.
Okay, and today I am asking Luke questions that I took a poll on my Instagram, and I had a bunch of people ask questions that girls are too afraid to ask the guys, and the guy, is going to be answering them today. Are you scared? Like, are you nervous? Like,
No, I'm fine.
All
I
right,
saw the
cool.
questions. They're easy.
Okay. All right, cool. So I took like the most popular questions, like if that makes sense. I took the most popular questions because obviously I couldn't ask like every single question, but I'm sorry if your question was not selected. Yeah. So number one, do guys talk about girls as much as we talk about boys? I'm genuinely curious.
Not like how you guys do it, but like if we like genuinely like, yeah, we'll talk about them. But like if it's like in the talking stage or anything like that, we don't like usually talk about them like how we do if we're like dating or anything like that. So
oh, okay, so you guys kind of like keep it under wraps like until it's like public.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, wait, can I ask a question that wasn't on the list? I just thought of something and I'm so curious.
Yeah.
Okay, what do guys do at sleepovers? Like, this is something I know a lot of my friends are so like interested on because I know what girls do. We like talk about literally everything. But like I can't imagine guys just sitting there and be like, "Oh my God, did you see Jessica's top today?" Like, no, you guys don't do that, right?
No, we usually just play 2K, play Madden, anything like that. And then what we usually like, we just play music real loud and all just hang out and like just chill. And then during the night, we either go like to the park, play basketball, just we all hang out. And then we just like, we always do this thing. We always have like a new hype song. This is what me and my friends do. We always have a new hype song and we go in the bathroom with like a whole bunch of speakers. And we just blare it and like jump around and stuff. It's pretty fun, but
So y'all
we
just
don't.
hang out in the bathroom? Like y'all really just hang out in the bathroom?
And just blare music, yeah.
What? Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
It sounds weird,
hold
but
on.
like, it sounds weird, but it's really fun.
No, there ain't no way that y'all are jamming out next to a toilet. There is absolutely no way that y'all are doing
No,
that.
my bathroom is two parts. It has the
Oh, so
sinks.
he. Oh, okay. So he rich, rich. Okay, I see you. I'm kidding.
It got the
Oh
two
my
sinks
God.
in the door.
So y'all really. You know what? I'm just going to take that as y'all really like to just hang out next to toilets. I'm just.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
the
I
vibe I'm
guess.
getting. That's. Wow. Wow. I'm
And
sorry.
play
That's.
2K. 2K
Okay.
Madden.
That's interesting. All right. Number two, or I guess number three. What is the first thing you notice about a girl?
Eyes. Or a
Really?
smile. Smile. No, smile. If you have a bad smile, it like ruins it. But I'm just gonna say it straight up. But like that's what I noticed. The first thing I noticed about like my girlfriend was her smile. And that's like what I like care most about. Like that's the first thing I realized of her. So most guys it's either eyes or like personality, but like a good smile all day.
See, that's not the answer I was expecting. Like honestly, I was not expecting that answer. Cause I know
Yeah.
that I no, like I honestly I and this is gonna sound so bad, but I know that most guys will like they have a different answer, but they're always like, eyes for sure. And I'm like, do you really think that? Like, are you being for real?
Nah.
Okay.
Most guys are
Interesting.
lying about that, but
Oh, got you.
I ain't
Okay.
gonna snitch.
What do most girls do that annoy you?
I'm just gonna say if you have a boy best friend, get rid of him.
Oh, wait, I think I have a question about boy best friends on here. Hang on. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Sorry, go ahead.
Every single guy hates the boy best friend. Hates them with a living passion.
So, like, boy best friends are out. Like, that's just it?
No guy will like you having a boy best friend. Like a
Okay, wait,
girl.
can I ask a question about that? There are like so many different possibilities. Is it like lack of trust, or is it that it's a guy? Like, is it the lack of trust in the girl, or is it because of it being a boy?
If you're not my friend, I don't trust you. Like, I have to
Oh,
meet
got
you.
it.
I trust my girlfriend, but I don't trust the guy she hangs out with.
What
That's
if they're like gay? What would that make a difference to you?
I if it's a guy, I don't, and I've never
A
met
guy,
them.
point blank period, it's out.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. This was a very, very, very popular question. Stretch marks, yes or no?
Guys don't care about stretch marks, and girls trip over it for no reason.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and like
Oh my God. I genuinely thought that it was like I thought that it was like a whole thing. Like I
I've
hold
had
on.
people ask me that, and all my friends, we don't care about stretch marks. It's not in your control most of the time, and it's literally just a part of your body. No guy really cares.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yo. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Another very popular question. Why do most guys ghost you?
'Cause like we don't like try to make it like seem that we're ghosting you, but like if you don't think it will last and you don't want to lead them on, like and like hurting them by saying like you're kind of like, this is gonna sound bad, like you're kind of weird, like I don't want to talk to you anymore,
Oh, you're
like
kind of weird. You're kind of weird. We're done.
and or like you just don't think in the future it'll work out. Most guys will just either like try to stop talking to you or just be really like dry, because they don't want to like lead you on and like hurt your feelings or anything like that.
Right, because I know with girls, or honestly, I'm just gonna be straight up, at least with me, it's because I get scared. And that sounds so bad. No, and I'm not saying that like I'm like fearing for my life or anything, but it's like I'm scared to talk to somebody because more often than not, it ends with, I don't know, either a fight or no, I'm kidding, but you know what I mean? Does that make any sense? If someone like DMs you on Instagram, I'll ghost them, but and then
I
they're
don't
like,
even
well,
open my
why? And I'm like,
DMs.
because I don't want to talk to you.
I don't open my DMs because nothing ever comes good out of like shit, like stuff like that. So that's why I think like meeting a person and not like is the best way, because you're not gonna, you don't, someone can be the funnest person over a text message, but the second you meet them, they could sit in the corner and be all shy. So.
That's so true. No, and like dry textures are normally like the most entertaining people you will ever meet in your entire life.
I'm
It's
dry.
crazy. You are? That's nice. I don't know. The only reason why I open DMs is because it's funny to me. And this, I'm gonna explain myself because it sounds bad. But you know, girls, we get like a lot of sugar daddies in our DMs. And one of the things that just makes me so happy is messing with them. Like, I'm not even lying. I will mess with them. And like, I'll be with my dad and we'll just be like texting them over and over again. And it's so funny. But that's pretty much the only reason. Another reason is just if I see someone like requesting to DM me, I'm like, let's
If
just
I see
look.
requested DMs, I just delete them. I don't read them.
Yeah. I read them, but like I didn't accept it or anything. I just like delete it afterward.
Yeah.
Okay. What goes through your head when you see a girl you care about crying? This one's so like
I like whenever like Char is crying, it doesn't feel right, because like the only you want to see like every person you care about like happy. And when they're crying, you know they're not happy. So it doesn't feel right, and you feel like sometimes it feels like your fault, even though it's not. But
Oh.
you just feel bad, and you like want it to stop immediately.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so sad.
I at least that's how I am. I don't know about like every guy, but I think that's how it should be.
That's so okay, there's a part of that that's so sad that you think that it's like on you all the time, but Most of the time, I'll be honest, it's really not. But it's nice that like you care. Like it's actually nice that people care, because I know so many people who would be just like crying and they'd be like, "Sucks to suck," you
Yeah,
know?
I
It's just nice that you care. That's really cool.
because you gotta like see it through your eyes too. Like if someone like would if you were crying, you would want someone there like for you too. So
Right.
if something happened to you and you were crying, you would want someone to like be there for you, like stuff like that.
Right. And another thing is like crying on FaceTime is a whole different thing. Because like if someone's crying on FaceTime and I'm there, I'm just like, what do I do? Like, hey, like what am I supposed to do?
And posting on your Snapchat crying isn't gonna help you.
Oh no.
So
If anything, I post it on like my private story with like a joke. You know,
it's
like I'll put like a joke in like the like for the text, I'll be like, hey, like the vibes.
I know some girls like they post themselves crying on their story because they want attention. But it's not gonna get you the attention you want. It's gonna get you negative attention. So
Hey, my biggest flex is that since I've only had Snapchat for maybe like 3 or 4 months, I've never posted a don't hit me up type thing. That's my biggest flex in life, sorry.
I've had Snapchat since 2015. I've never done
Oh
that.
my God. Oh. Hey, at least my username is not something like unicorn rainbow, you know, like it's
Yeah, but
yeah.
I just think when people are crying, you should definitely help them, especially if you care about them.
Yeah. Oh my God. This one is something that I want to know. This is my favorite question. Okay. Why are you nice to us when you're with us, but you switch up when boys are around?
We're not like when we're like with you, like when we're with you, we can like hang out, watch a movie, do whatever. But like when you're with your like boys and stuff, you guys want to go like do everything all at once. And like we're not like trying to like be mean or anything. We're just trying to have like a good time. Like we're not trying to be
No, no,
rude.
no. Like, no, I think what they meant by this question is like your personality changes, not only to your friends, but to them. So like from a girl's perspective, 'cause this has happened before. Like I'll be with like a guy friend, right? And we'll be homies, whatever. And then we go and like hang out with their friends or whatever. And all of a sudden, like everyone just starts insulting me, and I'm like, bro, and like including the guy, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, all right, you're about to get beat up, like what?
I make fun of Shaw all the time, but like we're not trying to be like mean, we're just joking. Like most we're just trying to have like fun. So we don't mean
Yeah.
it in a rude way.
So, ladies listening, most of the time they don't mean anything by it, okay?
If we're
Because
yelling at
I.
you, we mean it.
Yeah, because I know some guys who like I've seen it and they mean it. Like, you know what I'm like, it's ugh.
I just joke. That's what I do.
Yeah. Okay. Do guys care about makeup?
I hate makeup. I'm not. I'm gonna.
Hate makeup?
Cause like I much rather like. I much rather see like my girlfriend in sweatpants and like a baggy t-shirt and like no makeup than like being all dressed up and feel like they have to impress me
Right.
for like no reason. So it's
But also when like girls wear makeup, it's like I promise this a lot of guys think it's like to impress them, and I'm like, dude, we just want to feel like baddies. Like honestly, we just want to like put on a full face of makeup, put on some high heels and feel like the baddest, like the you know, we just want to feel like the baddest person in the world.
I know like people that wear a lot of makeup and they don't like when they don't wear it they don't feel like right, but like I think if you feel like confident and stuff while wearing it, I think you should. But if you really feel like you don't need it and you're just trying to impress someone, I don't like think you need it. That's what I think.
Yeah, because I know most girls, we like literally, if we're up at like 3 a.m., 9 times out of 10, we're putting on a full face of makeup just to take it off.
Yeah, I'm
Like,
playing
we do
that
that
one.
all the time, and it's weird, but we do it.
I'm playing Madden. I'm not doing nothing.
Okay. Why don't guys show much emotion? Or most guys, I should say most guys.
You don't want to feel vulnerable. That's
Is
a
that the wait, is that the reason? Like, really?
yeah, because like if someone can figure out like your weaknesses, like you don't like when something happens or like when I do something, they can use that against you. That's how I think, at least.
Oh, okay. So you're scared of people seeing you in kind of your weaker moment or something like that. Okay. Follow-up question. Is it hard to not show emotion?
No, it's easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like as okay, if I had to just not show emotion, even when I wanted to, in fear of being like mocked or someone feeling like I'm vulnerable or asking for attention, I feel like that'd be hard on me. It's not hard for you?
No, because like I'm like open and honest and stuff, and like if I'm sad, like I'll be like straight up. So I think people should just, instead of hiding it and whatever, like they should just be open. But in some cases you do need to hide it like from certain people, because if you think that they can like use stuff against you, there's no point.
Okay, wait. So now I'm confused. Because are you hiding emotion from like specific people or just from like the world?
From like people, I guess, not the whole world, because I don't really
But
like.
what if it's someone you trust? Do you show emotion then?
Yeah, like
Okay.
if I'm having a bad day, like I'll call one of my boys and I'll talk to them about it instead of just sitting there like all night and just being like mad, sad, or whatever, anything like that, or I'll tell my girlfriend what's wrong. Like I'm not gonna like h hide it or whatever. I think that's. Because when you hide it, you're just gonna sit there and be mad, sad, or anything like that.
It's gonna make it worse, and it's just not a good situation.
Yeah.
Okay, our last question is, what are your thoughts on a girl who is a bit more masculine?
Like, looks like a guy?
No, just well, I guess who just acts a little bit more masculine rather than feminine? Does that make any sense?
Like a tomboy kind of thing.
Kinda, yeah, sure.
It's not like a big deal. Like it doesn't really matter. Like, cause someone.
Does it like depend on the type? Like your personal
Yeah, it
type?
just like
Okay.
I wouldn't date someone like that or like talk to someone like that. But I know like people that would. So it's not like they're not gonna like find someone. It's just the right person.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So we do have just a little bit more time left. Do you have anything that you want to tell the girls who ask these questions and like just to kind of sum up everything and what to look for when they are scared that a guy is kind of not going to like them for them or whatever. Do you have anything to add?
Once again, if you got a boy best friend, get rid of him. Because
That's
no,
the moral of the story is just no boy best friends.
I'm just saying it because no guy will ever like it, no matter what. You could hang out with them multiple times, and you still like you won't feel comfortable like talking to them about like, because if I know like a guy how guys work, so if they see like if you call your boy best friend and say we just broke up, you're like I said, you're gonna be vulnerable. So like they can use that and like try things that would like stuff like that. Like try to hook up with you. Like if you were bit that's basically how I'm saying. That's why I don't trust or like boy best friends.
So if you got a boy best friend, you gone.
Yeah, basically.
All right. Well, thank you so much for answering our questions. It was very informative, and yeah, I think it will help a lot of people. It definitely answered my questions. Because I hid some of my questions in their questions just because, the vibes. But yeah, so Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. And for the rest of you listening at home, thank you guys so much for watching and tune in next week for more. Bye.
Bye.